CCR, looking out my back door, here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD.
Here when you need us. And you know who else is here? We have Carl Kleinschmidt from GC Athletics Group over there from, I guess, I always think of it as the gym, although it's kind of a complex over there because you have...
We have everything.
You have some of everything over there, I think, including a very nice pool.
We have a very nice pool, very nice weight room, and we have opportunity for the community to come out and use all of this stuff that we have.
So, Carl, tell us a little about if I'm hanging out and want to go maybe learn how to swim, or if I know how to swim, I just want to get swimming as an exercise because it's one of the best exercises there is.
It is, it is. We have what we call fitness swim classes. It is lap swimming. We offer these. We have five classes a day. We call it a class. We're on a college campus. Everything's a class around here. But you can take these classes and audit the course, so there's no grade. There's no attendance policy. You're just a person coming to exercise. Each of these classes has a swimming instructor. It's available for technique needs. We do get folks that really don't know how to swim, and we can still do that in these classes.
Oh, cool!
A lot of the people that come to these are there would be doing just like what you want to do. Just come in for exercise, so we can just let them do, and the instructor can work with these folks that want the help. So they get almost like private lessons, if you will, which is really cool.
Yeah, First of all, we live in a this college is on a peninsula. It's surrounded on three sides by water. When you're living here along the coast, it's always a good thing to know how to swim. And I'm sure you guys over there can help us anybody out with that.
We can help anybody. We get folks coming out for they want to do the triathlon for the first time, and the swimming is their weak link. Weak link, and we can have them ready to where they have a comfort level where, okay, I'm not scared of this.
Yeah, and that's really big because going to do that for the first time in the Gulf.
If you're doing the Gulf Coast Triathlon, that's a 1.2-mile swim in the Gulf. It can be a little, it can be that way.
So having that sort of place to train in a safe environment.
And to get some knowledge that will help you in the race is very important.
Yeah.
It's and like I said, just being around here, you're going to end up going out on a boat once in a while or something like that. It's always a good idea just to know the basics of swimming. Even if you're not going to do a triathlon, you might want, if you fall off the boat, you might want to be able to swim back to it.
Yeah. Just to go out to have fun.
I find swimming is just a lot of fun. I enjoy it. So.
If you're going to go out on the boat and you don't know how to swim, you're not going to enjoy it quite as much.
Yeah, you're going to be a little tense once you get near the gunwale. It's like, ooh. Can't walk on that.
Side note, wear your life vest. Always important if you know how to swim or not.
Yes. Well, the other thing is if you clonk your head on the outboard on the way out, whether you know how to swim or not, it's not going to help you. Put that life vest on when you're out there. That's always a good thing. So when you get back, how about you run through some of the what is available, what we can sign up for, what your classes are, and the other thing is tell us a little bit more about just what goes on over in athletics.
We'll get to that right after a quick break here in the mix.
Okay.